You're listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm George Kearns with a look at your South Carolina headlines for Friday, September 14th. Oh, Florence has made landfall, and the latest projections have it sweeping south over the Grand Strand before shifting northwest over the Midlands tomorrow. A tropical storm warning is in effect for Lee, Sumter, Calhoun, Clarendon, and Orangeburg counties. Tropical storm watches have been issued for counties further inland. Approximately 11,000 residents are already without power across the state this morning. That number expected to climb throughout the weekend. Santee Cooper will have approximately four times the number of personnel on call working to restore outages, including crews coming from Florida, Tennessee, Alabama, Louisiana, and Missouri. Governor Henry McMaster continues to urge residents across the entire state to heed the wind and rain warnings.
This is a different kind of hurricane. This is not one that's going to hit the coast and pass through quickly. This is one that's going to hit the coast and stay.
While many on the coast have evacuated, many people inland are still preparing. Flood remediation expert Derek Newton has some tips.
We use sandbags all wrong. We want to fill them only about two-thirds full. Then if we're going to stack them like brick. Be sure to clear debris from your gutters. Also be sure to secure furniture, grills, yard art, things like that.
Newton also noted that some common mistakes made after a disaster can easily be avoided.
Be sure if you're running a generator, you're running it outdoors. One of the biggest mistakes folks make is they bring it in the garage. Gas grills, same thing, not in the garage because of carbon monoxide.
Hurricane warnings are now in effect for the Grand Strand. Tropical storm warnings have been issued for the PD. A tropical storm watch has been issued for the Midlands. More to come throughout the day and throughout the whole weekend. We will continue to cover Florence here on South Carolina Public Radio, also with help from the South Carolina Emergency Information Network. And that's a look at your South Carolina headlines for this Friday, September 14th. I'm George Kearns for SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.